I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. We're coming to you from Missio Nexus in Orlando, Florida this week. We're looking for the stories from the folks on the ground who will be the literal hands and feet of Christ in the days and weeks ahead. It can be hard sometimes to picture news as anything positive, but when God is in the mix, there's a silver lining to every story. Take the next one, for example. In case you haven't heard, a recent Hajj stampede in Saudi Arabia killed hundreds of Muslim pilgrims about 2 miles outside of Mecca. The Hajj is an Islamic journey that takes place every year.
We weep for the widows and the children whose fathers will not be coming home.
Frontier's Bob Blinko says for their staff, there was something significant about this year's Hajj.
In our own office, we began to pray 2 days ago for the people on the Hajj, including a prayer for safety.
This stampede is undoubtedly a tragedy. However,
we must think of the God of providence who allows these things, that we might pray and that God might deliver Muslims from a much worse fate, that is eternal damnation and the defiance of God that will send them to an eternal ruin.
Pray the sorrow experienced by the surviving families will draw them closer to the one true God.
If they're not in the Hajj today, I tell you, they're trying to get to Europe, trying to get here. Why? Because they have stepped into hopelessness where they live, and they want a better life for their children. And as far as they can see, the free world, which is to say the world where Christianity has had its sway, is their best future. We offer them where they live, where they are, eternal life. So people on the Hajj, people that are desperate to cross the Mediterranean, I urge you, be reconciled to God through Jesus Christ.
So what is a church? The top movers and shakers in the world of the Great Commission are brainstorming that question this week at Missio Nexus. They're trying to solve four of the biggest leadership challenges in missions. President Ted Essler says the first issue is adversity, and that could be persecution, it could be harassment. Then comes diversity.
We live in a far more diverse North American environment than ever before. And even though mission agencies traditionally have worked across cultural boundaries, now, more than ever, we're also working across cultural boundaries within our own agencies.
Complexity is getting the message heard above all the noise of society.
Think about all of the various messages that come at you every single day through the media and through your phone that you hold in your hand and you carry around in your pocket and all sorts of sources. It's a very complex work environment that just not very long ago we weren't really faced with.
And finally, legacy is a huge challenge to missions, and every generation wrestles with it.
I think it's fair to say that we have a real need to see a transitional shift between generations right now, from a generation that's been doing an awesome job to a younger generation that's eager to roll up their sleeves and get busy.
So you might be wondering, did they ever actually answer the question, what is a church? Well, they did. It's the body of Christ, and the rest is still being figured out. You're listening to Mission Network News. Sometimes you can brainstorm big ideas at a convention, and sometimes it's something much more simple. Joseph is a missionary in Peru with AMG International. He spent time at a village in Peru's mountains leading Bible studies and baptizing new believers recently. But the blessing went both ways. People generously showed them the meaning of hospitality, making Joseph and his companions feel really welcomed. This deep love they shared served as an encouragement to Joseph and the team. And migrants also need proof of love and encouragement. In Kolkata, India, they're getting the short end of the stick. Families are literally surviving off of garbage, which is leading to disease, poverty, and human trafficking. But Reach Global Crisis Response shares the key to a brighter future. It's education. They're partnering with two ministry workers who are sharing the love of Christ through child education. And these kids need your help. For details and links to any of the stories you've heard today, go to missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. We're coming to you from Missio Nexus in Orlando, Florida this week. We're looking for the stories from the folks on the ground who will be the literal hands and feet of Christ in the days and weeks ahead. Look for the details at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.